The Selwood Boys, Volume 2, Hit the Road and Maintain the Mischief. Written and read by Tony Wilson, starring Troy, Adam, Joel and Scott Selwood. Chapter 1, December 1997. Joel hung his body out of the rear window of the Falcon six-seater, a footy raised above his head. "Count it down," he shouted, with enough volume to notify all the street of their departure. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. The whole car joined in, including Mum and Dad. The family had been counting down the months and then weeks and then days to their big Queensland adventure. Finally, there were just seconds to go. 3, 2, 1. The boys erupted in a cheer and Dad leaned on the horn.
"Bryce, it's 5 in the morning, Mum said. "You'll wake up half of Bendigo."
"Sorry," Dad replied. "I thought we needed a siren."
"We did, Mum, we did,"
Joel babbled as his brothers hauled him back into the car.
"Woohoo!"
Scott whooped.
"At last," shouted one of the twins.
They were away. 3 suitcases, 4 boogie boards, 2 footies, a frisbee, 6 beach towels, a beach umbrella, 2 Game Boys, and 6 Selwoods. At the 1 minute and 20 second mark, the boys had their first fight.
"Mum,"
whined Joel.
"Why do Adam and Troy get the Game Boys? This one's Tommy O's. He's my friend."
"He's my friend," said Scott, who was sitting on the front bench seat between Mum and Dad.
"He's more my age than Joel's. I want the Game Boy."
"He kicks the footy more with me," said Joel, and he snatched Tommy O's Game Boy from Troy.
"Ah!"
Troy shouted as he lost both the Game Boy and the game of Donkey Kong. He grabbed Joel by the shirt and threw him across Adam's lap. That spoiled Adam's game of Pokemon.
"Ah!"
Adam grabbed Troy's hair.
"I want it,"
Scott said, clawing his way into the back.
"No Game Boys,"
Dad commanded from the front seat. "If you can't share, then nobody gets them." Mum took the Game Boys and shut them away in the glove box. "Only 2 days of driving to go, boys," she said. "Can we think of a nice family game?"
"What about corners?"
Adam suggested.
"Okay, how do we play that?"
Mum asked. The rules were that Scott had to name his favourite twin. Then the twin who wasn't named would use the momentum of each corner to push across and crush the rest of the back seat.